We are learning Mesechtas Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Beis, starting the sugya of Ta'aruvos. It's a big sugya in Yerideya, a few simonim that you learn, starting basically from Tzadik Ches through Kuf Hei in Yerideya, and that's the sugya of Ta'aruvos. And this is the headquarters of sugya of Ta'aruvos, the next 4 or 5 blat, and we're starting with this Mishnah. Yerach Nesbasubah Yigin Anasha. You have here a yerech that you forgot to take out the gittin osha. You have the whole thigh, and you started to start cooking it. So now you cook the piece of meat that's kosher meat together with the gittin osha inside it. And this man, the Yom, this Mishnah holds that the gittin osha gives tam, gives blias, gives taste into the meat. Now you have a big problem because the whole meat got taste from the gittin osha. So is it mutter to eat the meat or not? So yerech is responsible for gittin osha im yesh b'amnais in tam harezu asura. If the gittin osha is big enough that it gives tam into the meat, then it's awesome. And it's a big shayla b'geirus, yesh bo b'nais tam, yesh bo b'nais tam. Because the shayla is, when you cooked this gittin osha, this whole yerech in the pot, you had water there, you had spices. So maybe, do you count all the water and spices to mitigate the tam of the gittin osha, or you only use the piece of meat? So,
Talking about the actual piece of meat.
So the actual piece of meat is getting bleas. Now, you could use everything else to mevatel the taste of the gittin osha also, all the other things in the soup, everything else in the soup. But it sounds like over here, yesh ba b'nais tam, the girsa ba b'nais tam, or boy means the gid b'nais tam, that's a shayla that I had to be girs. And yesh ba might be going on the basar. So Tosfos talks about this right away. It says, yesh ba he says, not that alone. You use everything else in the pot as well, and that's a discussion on Tosfos. Well, we learn like pashas, that's the pashas, that you can use everything else in the pot to help be mevatla. So now, if it gives tam in the basar, then arezu asura. So how do you know if it gives tam? So the Gemara, kibasar belefes. You figure out the proportion, when a lefes is a basa, how much basa do you need to mitigate the taste of the lefes? Lefes is like a turnip. And that's how much will be batel begid. Now, Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Beis says, this is shishin. That's what Tosfos says. Now, this is shishin. He says, when the Amar of Nachman gid b'shishin, mashma, the basa belefes have a shiur b'shishin. This is Tosfos Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Beis in Rasul Kol. He says, this is really a shiur of shishin. Now, a new case. Let's say you were baking or cooking a bunch of different veins, bunch of different nerves. Most of them are mutter, and the gittin osha is also. They got mixed up. They look exactly the same. So, gittin osha is bashal in my gidim. If you recognize the gid, you remove the gittin osha. Now, all you have to worry about the rest of the gidim if you got tam from this gid. So then, b'nais in tam. Then it works the rest of the time. If you have 60 times the gittin osha, it's mutter. If not, it's also. But if you don't recognize the gid, even if it's 60 times the time of the gittin osha, there's still a problem because I might be eating gittin osha. Mimlav kula masurim. If not, I might be eating the gittin osha, which is also. I can ask you, let that be batel roi. If you have you have 60 veins, 61 veins, 60 kosher veins and one sciatic nerve, so why do you say it's 60 against one pasha bitel roi? The Gemara will ask that kasha later on in a few blocks. If you makir, you move it, then it's nice and tam. Definitely, the soup is definitely nice and tam. That's definitely totally nice and tam, because that you're not getting mixed up with gittin osha. That's not a gittin osha. That's totally nice and tam. If the gid gives tam, it's enough, it's big enough to give tam in the roitiv. The same halach will be if it's a piece of nevela, it's a piece of rib steak nevela mixed up in a bunch of other rib steaks you're cooking, or a goulash, a piece of nevela mixed up with a bunch of other kosher meat. So there also, if you recognize the piece of meat, good. So then you remove the nevela, and then the rest is totally in time. But if not, you have a problem. Same thing if you have a fish, a starfish, mixed up with your salmon. So if you recognize the starfish, good, take it out, then it's totally in time. If not, you have a problem. The right of always works with nice and time. So that adkan this Gishmak of Mishnah. So the Mishnah started off with this halacha, the yerech and special by gittin osha was cooked by gittin osha. So then it's totally in nice and time if the gid is big enough to give time into the whole yarech, into the whole thigh. Now, This whole din of bittul b'shushim is dafka because everything cooks evenly. So then you look at the whole piece of meat is fighting the gid, and that's how it works, it cooks evenly, and therefore if the gid is too small to give time into the whole yarech, everything is mutter. But there's another way of making something edible, that's through tzli, through roasting. When you roast something, it doesn't spread evenly. The part that's near the gid gets cooked much faster and much more than the rest of the piece of meat, because it doesn't mix evenly. When you have some bishels with water, water mixes everything evenly. It's like, therefore they invented something called a sous vide, that this way you can even make a barbecue and still cook it evenly, because the varnish is water cooks everything evenly. When you put something on a grill, it doesn't cook evenly. That's you have to turn it over. It doesn't cook evenly. So tzli does not cook everything evenly. Don't think about how much more.
There's nothing next to the gid, next to the fire.
Next to the fire, yeah. But whatever's next to the gid gets cooked faster, of course. It has to be next to the gid also, yeah. Whatever's next to the gid gets cooked, gets bleeds from the gid. Whatever's close to the gid gets more bleeds from the gid. Whereas further, it doesn't get bleeds from the gid. How much more? Lo yishanu, this whole halacha that you can work with bittul b'shishim, is also in Spashalba. Only gets cooked together. Aval, Nitzla, Ba, and this has a kula. And we're saying a kula now. The only time that if it's nice and time, the entire Yerach comes Asr, is only if you do Bichel. Aval, Nitzla, Ba, if you roasted it, then the only part that becomes Asr is only the part that's near the Gid. So, Koylef Va'oichel Achmigila Gid. You could peel off the meat until you reach the Gid and eat it. Tosha speaks out, it doesn't mean you could actually peel until the Gid mamish. Because he says that by tzli, it does give tam kedei klipa. So like Tosis speaks out, atcha megillah gid, look, Tosis inside is really good. Lav dafka atcha megillah gid, mamish. You can't actually eat the meat until you reach the gid. Tzarek sheniach dei klipa samach gid. You have to leave a thin layer samach gid, that becomes asa, even with tzli. The filuk din etila, tzarek sheniach, even more than that, nik din etila, even a thicker amount. Gedon parakeits at tzaylim. Do you have a take even kedei netila? So here, that's what he's saying. It's lav dafka that it says over here that koyel fa'ichal atzvigil gid. It means almost to the gid. But if it's sli, you have a big kula. Freiti gemara eini va'amar rav huna gedis shalay bechalbay. Let's say you have a gedi that you're supposed to remove the chalav, supposed to remove the fats, and you roasted it with its fat. Also lecha film reish osnay. You can't eat even from the area near the ear. Now, the chalev of the ear are very far away. Most of the chalev of asurim is in the hind of the behemoth, and there's some by the stomach. But either way, it's pretty far from the ear. But here, if you roast the whole gedi as one, the halacha is, everything is asa. What do you mean? You just told me tzli only asas doesn't spread evenly. Only asas near the chalev. At most, near the chalev. Maybe not even that. But at most, near the chalev, it doesn't go to the right asas. That's what's going on here. If Shmuel Shemachash does tzli only chalev v'echel, you can peel and eat. And for the Gemara on top of Tzadik Zayim and Aleph, Shani Chelev Mefafeya. Big Yisoid. Even by Tzli, it's possible it's Mespashat B'Kol HaBasa because it's Chelev spreads. And Yesh Lachko, we say there's a Kula also. We're saying there's a Chumrah. The entire meat becomes Asur if it's Chelev, even by Tzli. Because the Chelev spreads. Chelev is better than regular Tzli because Chelev is a very fatty thing, it spreads. Yesh Lachko, if you use the Kula also, say now, oh, it spreads. I can use the whole piece of meat now to make a bittul b'shushim. That's a good question. We'll bring a rabbi and tell you soon about that. But shani chelav mefafeya. Freiti mar kasha. Is that true that you say chelav is different? Uve chelav aser is chelav aser. Va'omar rabba v'achano. Uve dava kamed rabbi Yechanan. There was a story in front of Yechanan Meknishta de Ma'in in the city of Ma'in. Begdi shetzalei v'chalbei. It was a gdi that you roasted with chelav. Va'aser shalav rabbi Yechanan. Went to ask rabbi Yechanan the shaila. I said, no problem. Koyel v'ayichal atzim v'gil chalbay. Just peel until you reach the chalbay. And like Tosha says, you need klipa. But until close to the chalbay, you could all eat that all. What do you mean? You just told me chalbay mefafeya. What's going on over here? Rabbi Yechon Paskin, they allowed to eat the whole behemoth until you reach the chalbay. And for the Gemara, who kakush ava? That was kakush. It was lean or weak. It was not so fatty. It wasn't so fatty. Who kakush ava? What's the Gemara's tarets? Tosha says, tup shatim. The Tosis is the first wide line of the Gemara, of the Tosis, the first wide line. Who kachashavim? Mefaris rein tam kachashori the kachashori the chelav kachashim mefeya. So number one is weak chelav is not mefeya, not fatty chelav not mefeya. The oidesh leima kachashava the yesh bemaat chelav batul shushim. No, it wasn't big chelav, it was small chelav. They were batul shushim. State on Tosis, you say chelav mefeya even lekula. That's Bottle B'Shishim. Say it on Tosis like that. It's a big chiddush. It's a big one Chagas is showing about this. Tosis is answering that will say, even by Tzli, that it's Mafafeya so strong that it even can use everything. It goes with Lekula, Bottle B'Shishim. Tosis is two pshat. One pshat is the Chelev Kachosh and Mafafeya, or it's Bottle B'Shishim. Now, actually, the Chelev Kachosh and Mafafeya is really Ikataret. But halacha l'maisa, we paskin ein anu b'kiyim. Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that every time you roast something with chalev, you have to assume everything became aser. Why? Because we're not b'kiyim, what's called kachosh, what's not called kachosh. And therefore, you know, you roast something in the oven, you're still going to have a problem of asering the whole thing. Ah, you tell me, oh, it's only sli, only the klipa. No, not so fast, because ein anu b'kiyim, what's called kachosh, what's called shaman. There's certain things maybe that in Shulchan Aruch says that we know this is kachosh, but other things it's mesupik and eno b'kiyim. What's kachosh? What's not kachosh? What's mefaveya? Al kaponim. So the first answer to the kasha on from Rechina was that some of kachosh ava. Rav Huna by Yehuda Ama a different teretz. Kol ya bechel bahava visharya, that it was a kidney with the chelev and therefore it's mutter. Now what's pshat in this? So those who heard our shir on Shabbos will understand this very well. When it comes to the kidneys have fat that surrounds the kidney and has two membranes. One membrane goes around the fat that's around the kidney. There's another membrane in between the fat and the kidney. That's not a membrane. One of them is called krum, that's chelev, that's the outer one. The inside the krum is not chelev, that's not awesome. Now here, when you cook this kulya together with the chelev, it's really spread around the whole kulya, around the whole kidney. No, but you have a krum. Since you have this krum that is mafsik between the chelev and the kulya, so therefore it doesn't spread. Really, chelev is mafeya, 100%. Here we have a special protection, a machitza, we have a wall. We have a krum that protects it. So kulya bechel b'ava. And there it has this krum. Zok toisvis kulya bechel b'ava. Lefi shahoya, it's a second wide line. Lefi shahoya krum mafsik. But zok toisvis v'nirish tzarek lahosim v'na kulya k'dei klipa. Lefi shahoya krum atzmoy muvla v'na chelev. K'dei amir le'el t'losa kar mi'ava. There are three membranes. And one of the membranes was the kulya. Yeah, al kaponim. That's going on here. Now, I want to speak out one more thing, a very important toisvis. Tosfos has a kash like this, that Shmuel said on our Mishnah that the Gid Hanasha, if it's roasted, it can be koil v'eichel, right? If it's roasted, not cooked, koil v'eichel. Why? Because it only goes k'dei klipa, only that. The Chayr, we know, something called a Shuman HaGid. Gid has fat also. Shuman HaGid. It's also Medir Rabbanon. But the Issa called Shuman HaGid. So Frank Tosfos, and middle Tosfos Shani, very important Tosfos, and Taimam Kain, Mastisim Ika, Shuman agid mfafeya v'filin nitzla nami letzakula. So Taisa says two terutzim. One teretz is shuman shagid is not mfafeya, but a second teretz is maridik teretz. It says kivon the shuman agid lemitzla madrabanon the goes beyond the agid. So he says because she'ain agid oyser gam boy lo yachmiru. He says it can't be more chomer than the gid itself. Here the gid doesn't spread. The shuman agid is only otu the gid. So you know Shuman actually does spread, but the Shuman can be more chomer than the Gid itself. Even Mitzvah is a good thing, yeah, but the Shuman itself is not Aser. It's only Otter the Gid. If the Gid can't go this far, then the Shuman is not Aser. That's Tosfos Chiddush, Maridik Chiddush from Tosfos, and he says, therefore, it's not Aser. He says the God of the Gid, She'en Gid Oyser, Gam Boilech Miru, Le Perusha, Le Maidah Kaimelon, The Ein Begid Mezah Tam, Afil Nespashloi Oyser, Kamoy She'en Gid Oyser. So he says, it comes out that we paskin Ein Begid Mezah Tam, but Shuman about the gives time. It won't be awesome because it can't be better than the Gid itself. It can't be good better than the Gid itself. So that's how he learns. And he says, Ravina the Asr Basama Gabi Hano Atmos, so I'm so yes we know it's time. Katam is the Gemara on my base that says it does Asr. It's because he holds yes we know it's time. We'll see when we speak, maybe we'll speak it out when we see that Gemara. Like upon him, two Malcolm to answer Rav Yechidon. A third Malcolm to answer Rav Yechidon is like this. Ravim bar Abba bar Adam of Omar. No, the story of Yechon was not with a gedi. It was a whole different story. It wasn't with a gedi. It was kilkulis belfasava. It was a little bug that was found in a pot hava. But also shalom Rabbi Yechon. Went to ask Rabbi Yechon, what's the halacha that we have this kilkulis? It's got a small fish. Well, not mamshabah. A small fish that's a tamidig fish. So they asked him, what's the halacha? I'm not sure if it's bottle or not. Let a guy taste it, and if he says it don't taste the fish, then it'll be mutter. Whole different story. Only the wikidi. Whole different story. The story was that it was a little fish that landed up in your pot, and he asked the guy to taste it. If the guy says there's no taste, then you trust him. Aye, how do you trust the guy? Zog Rashi first. The Messiah Fitumai. You don't tell him I need to know if it's awesome mutter. Say, by the way, oh, you're a big professor. You're a good taster. You're a connoisseur. Can you tell me, do you taste that fish over there? You taste this? No, I don't taste it. Then you can eat it, no problem. Because he thinks he's testing his bekiyas. And it's Messiah Fitumai. Taisis is a little different. Taisis is something we're going to feel that Taisis. I forgot that Evichavim who even the Kfeilu who lemeshaker. So Yapsim Nasa. He's scared to lose his. They made a testing him to see how good of a connoisseur he is, and therefore he doesn't lie. So Rashi says that's Messiah Vitumai. Taisis says not like that. Now it's a big shaila if you believe a guy Messiah Vitumai. That's why Rashi is sikul chiddush. Ayn or Yarday and Sadeches. Simon Sadeches big riches on this. But Taisis says it's else loy. He doesn't want to ruin his umnas. So Akaponim, that's what comes out of here. Three Mahakman I get out of Yechon. So far what we learned was, we learned Shmuel says Sli is different than Bishel. And then we have a sugya of Nois and Tam. And we have Rav Yechon who says, you could trust a Kfeil HaRamah.